Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers, walking around in my house, making this podcast on the Zoom H2 recorder. But this is a very different podcast from ones I've made in the past. This is a warning, not about equipment, but about insurance. Let me tell you a story, and you can see if it fits your situation. I am of the age which, well, let's just say I've retired, and when I retired, I was not yet at my full age of retirement, according to Social Security. So I had two options. I could either start drawing on my Social Security now, but get a lot less per month for the rest of my life because I started taking it early, or I could go on Social Security disability. Now, the reason you might want to do this, the reason you might want to go on disability, is that that protects your Social Security investment. You're not drawing Social Security at this point. You're on disability. So when you reach your full age of retirement, you have not tampered with, used any of, the Social Security money that you have, and so you get your full benefit, as opposed to what you'd get if you'd gone on actual Social Security when you retired, if that happened to be before your age of retirement. Now, people who are blind can do this in a very interesting way. Normally, when a person who is not blind goes on Social Security disability, they have to sign or have their doctor sign something that says that they are totally unable to work. People who are blind, on the other hand, don't have to do that. We simply get a supposed advantage in that because we are blind and because the blind lobbies and all the organizations of the blind have fought so hard to get this, we have a special case where, because we are blind, we can go on Social Security disability. We don't have to have a doctor sign a statement saying that we're unable to work. We simply get Social Security disability. When I went to apply for a long-term health care insurance, meaning the kind of health care insurance you get if you need to go to a nursing home at some point, need in-home care, etc., I was told by the three major insurance companies in our land that because I had been on Social Security disability, I could not be insured. Now, the question on the application for one of them said, "Are you currently on any kind of disability?" Of which, of course, I had to say yes. However, if I wait until next year, I will no longer be on Social Security disability, because I will have reached the full age of my retirement, and then I will be like everybody who's on Social Security disability. I will simply be on Social Security. The disability aspect disappears because you're not working anyway, and so it simply reverts to Social Security. So I said to the underwriter of a company which shall remain nameless, "Okay, so what about if I do this? What about next year if I say, since your question says, are you currently on disability? Next year I can say, I'm not. Would you cover me then?" And she said, "Perhaps. But keep one thing in mind. If we find out down the road, after you've paid, say, 10 years of premiums or however many years of premiums, that you ever were on Social Security disability, we could refuse to serve you." I said, "Wait a minute. You mean I've paid all my money in year after year? You're not going to give that back to me. You're just going to say, we're not going to serve you?" And she said, "That's correct." And I said, "It sounds to me like the question is worded incorrectly, because it should say, have you ever been on any kind of disability?" She said, "Oh, no, it's worded correctly." Of course she would say that, because they're able to get my money now and possibly not even do anything with it when I need it. The long of the story is, and I have worked with several companies, once you have ever been on Social Security disability, you are likely not to be insurable when it comes to long-term care. Insurance companies simply don't recognize the fact that people who are blind can go on disability without being disabled, other than the fact that they can't see. They can still hold a job. In fact, I still do a lot of work. I still do consulting. I own a recording company, but somehow I'm disabled, just because that's what the application says. So what does this say? It says that If you take the perks that are sometimes given to you in a very short-sighted way, let's give us more money because we're blind and we somehow deserve it, you may have it come back to bite you in the end. I did. I am uninsurable. One company said they might look at me at a cost of twice what the other companies would look at. And we're talking big bucks here. We're talking $5,000 a year for coverage that I would get, which only would cover me for $100 a day in, say, a nursing home, when coverage is actually more than double that at this point. So I'm paying a lot of money for a little bit of insurance, and yet I can't even do that because, guess what? I am disabled. Oh, by the way, that $5,000 a year for the rest of my life only covers me for 5 years at $100 a day. It's hard not to go on Social Security disability if you don't have a job, because it's there for us to go on. But remember, it may come back to haunt you in the future. What can we do about it? Perhaps we can talk to our legislators. However, if you do this, you might really be bucking some of the blindness community who says, oh, we like the Social Security disability thing. I mean, look at the people who have been saved by that. And they're right. I went on it earlier when I was laid off from teaching at the university about 25 years ago. And I could work. Obviously, I got a new job. But there were a couple months where I was on Social Security disability just because the law said I could be. Nobody else could be unless they were proven totally disabled. Even that would have negated my insurance coverage, perhaps, because if they look back and say you were at once disabled, it doesn't matter to them, it would appear, and this is a little murky, but it doesn't matter to them, according to the two people I talked to at different companies, whether you at some point were then able to work after that, which I was. The fact is, you were once on Social Security disability. So, I think we got a real problem here. What I'm not totally sure of is whether or not, if you were on disability earlier and then got a job, that will make certain insurance companies more likely to insure you, or will they say 10 years down the road, I'm sorry, we can't insure you. They won't tell you that up front. They just say, you have to sign up and we'll make that determination later. I do know that at present, in the three major companies I have tried, that if you retire and then go on Social Security disability and then reach your full age of retirement, you are not likely going to be insured. Because it's assumed, as I said earlier, that once you reach the full age of retirement, you're no longer disabled, period. But you were right before you retired, so obviously you still are, and therefore you're a bad insurance risk. Let me clarify something I might have misled you to believe. There are two different things we're talking about here. There is whether or not an insurance company will cover you, and they will tell you that up front. They will tell you, yes, you are accepted in our program, or you are not. If you're not, you obviously have to go find another company. Although I'm told by a number of companies that once you're turned down by one company, other companies check to see if you have been turned down, and if you have been, it's much, much harder for you to then get coverage by some other company. So they can tell you up front, we will cover you or we won't. What the person at this company was saying to me is they could tell me, yes, they would cover me, and yet down the road when I needed the money, they might then say, uh-uh. No way. That is what I think is very unfair. Well, I don't think I have any answers for you folks, but I did want to make this podcast because I think it's something we all ought to think about and talk about and decide whether or not there's something we can do about it. Sorry for the rambling nature of the podcast. I really didn't have any notes written. I just sort of rambled on. But I thought this needed to be out there. Hopefully, the next podcast I do will be on a little more positive note. But for now, I think this ends this podcast. And this is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin. You can contact me by email at neil.ewers, E-W-E-R-S, at Ravenswood, RavenswoodOOD.org, if you have any questions. I won't promise you answers. I can only tell you what happened to me and how it seems like it bodes for other people who are blind. So, with that having been said, this is Neil Ewers, signing off. Have a nice day. Thanks for listening.